Today is Wednesday, September 3rd. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. The fight is on to flip Missouri's 5th congressional district. Alisa Nelson reports the state legislature's special session begins today at the Missouri Capitol.
Some Republicans have their sights set on flipping Missouri's 5th congressional district in hopes of having 7 Republican-leaning districts and 1 Democratic stronghold. Governor Mike Kehoe has called a special session to change the districts to, quote, truly put Missouri values first, unquote. MissouriNet asked the governor what he means.
I think that Speaker Johnson is representative of Missouri values.
Kansas City Democrat Emmanuel Cleaver has represented the 5th District for nearly 21 years, and some of the Republicans who support the changes are his friends.
The worst part of this is people that I know and like are going to probably have to, in their minds, follow what the president has ordered.
Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has withdrawn all his appointments to the St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners.
The move is being called temporary to allow the Missouri Senate to focus on the upcoming special session on redistricting. State law requires the Senate to address interim appointments within 30 days, so the withdrawal prevents a time-sensitive issue from interfering with the special session. Governor Mike Kehoe plans to renominate the same 5 people after the session, with the goal of having them voted on during the regular legislative session. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer has raised concerns about the uncertainty the decision creates, but the police department has stated that Chief Robert Tracy will continue to oversee daily operations. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A number of new restaurants and businesses had opened their doors in the up-and-coming Delmar Maker District when the May 16th tornado devastated the area. Danny Eichenhorst with HUSDL Hospitality Group says some buildings will need to be demolished and it'll be a while before others can reopen.
FEMA doesn't do a ton for small businesses. Insurance won't cover sort of the damage to the neighborhood and the loss of momentum that happens in the wake of a disaster like this.
She says it's really neighbor helping neighbor. Her company's Fountain on Delmar and Steve's Hot Dogs have reopened. Saturday's Paint the Way Home event is a public art healing project with more than 25 artists painting murals on boards to beautify the area. She encourages people to come out and watch and patronize businesses that have reopened. More on what could be an historic move in Wildwood.
It's been a long debate, says Councilman Michael Galani.
We're wasting time. We're causing unnecessary duress to the business people that are coming here.
Over whether to give tax breaks totaling more than $3 million to build apartments to fill in what's been undeveloped green space in the city's town center. It would be the first time Wildwood has given tax breaks to a developer. Council members Katie Dodwell.
Have any of you come to any of the businesses here in town center? Have you talked to the owners of the businesses in town center? Do you know how difficult it is for them to get business?
And Councilwoman Deborah Smith McCutcheon.
I'm in town center, geez, at least 3 times a day for something or the other. I shop in town center. You know, I support town center.
Continued the debate. After delaying their vote last month, it is expected back on the Wildwood agenda for next Monday's meeting. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
University City has been dealing with flooding from the river to Pear for years. Now there's a proposal for 106 townhomes near the river that has residents concerned. It would require cutting down 11 acres of trees and replacing soil with impermeable services. At Tuesday's University City Stormwater Commission meeting, some residents said the unused part of United Hebrew Cemetery should be used for parkland, not development. Connie Fry with the University Heights Flood Task Force tells the Business Journal they have incident after incident of flooding and the city isn't listening. She says it's all about the money. The U City Council will take up the enclaves at Canton proposal at their next meeting on Monday. St. Louis County starting to knock down vacant and derelict homes in Castle Point 3 years after committing $11 million to do so.
Red tape and federal guidelines delayed demolition, according to County Executive Sam Page. Now with the first homes coming down, Page says the county hopes to have new homes constructed on these lots about a year after the properties have been bid out, which will come later.
Once you have control and ownership of a vacant lot, it takes about a year to get the permits, get the site prepared, get your contractors lined up.
Funding for the demolition of around another 140 homes is still available. John Malone, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.